Well, hello, hello, hello. I'm so looking forward to seeing your gorgeous faces today. This is Susie coming to you from New York City. It is Monday night here, obviously Tuesday morning there. I hope you had a wonderful weekend. If you are listening to the recording, then hello as well. Hope you're doing great. We do have a couple of apologies. Maria, Joe, Laurel, and I know a couple of you need to leave a little early today. So thank you so much. I always appreciate it when I know in advance who's who and where you each are and what you have going on. So thank you for being here. Let's get our cameras on. I want to make sure I can see as many of you as possible so I can give you a quick shout out. I see they're all coming together. Selena says hello from cold Melbourne. Hi, guys. Yeah, met with our team this morning. We've been doing these daily huddles and they're all got their like scars wrapped around their heads. And I'm like, I feel really bad for you. It was sweltering. I've got the air conditioning pumped up here today. And I know Melbourne's been especially cold. So good morning, good morning. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Here's a quick overview of what we're looking at today. We are going to look at some ideal moments. There have been some really great posts in the group. We're going to talk about your projects. And so I will explain what that means to the new idealists. But you've all been working on things, right, in the last 30 days. And we, if there is time at the end, I will take any further questions and we will let you go with some things to focus on for the next little while. So we've just sort of been in Ideal Marketing Accelerator. And for those of you, I can hear Kay loud and clear. So some of us have been in Ideal Marketing Accelerator. Some of us have been working on our projects. We're coming together now and moving forward. And so for all of us, it's like, well, what does the next 2 to 3 months look like? What does the next 12 months look like? And how can we use this environment, this Ideal Business Accelerator, to keep us moving forward on whatever projects are going to move us towards creating our ideal business? So today is low on content from me. It's more content from you, and you'll see what I mean. But I wanted to show you these photos. I only got these back the other day. There's some really great photos from our live one day. I'm going to put some of them inside the group so that you can see them. But that was about a month ago now. Can you believe it? And not quite, but close to a month ago. So I'm really looking forward to catching up with you today. And I'll put some of these inside the group. So what's been happening? You guys have been really active. Karina's got a hot new logo happening, and special shout out to Litza for helping her with branding expertise. That is Litza's sweet spot. If you want the truth around your brand, she's the girl to speak to. Linda for testing her lead magnet. I put some feedback inside there for you this morning, Linda, in response to your video, and I actually signed up for the lead magnet, and I've got 3 emails, and I responded in regards to a couple of them, but I noticed I got 3 emails in very quick succession, so have a look at my comments, let me know what the next thing is, but I'm just so happy for you that you've got it out there, and you've got that checklist working for you. Just a couple of things I think we can do to refine the next steps. Robin, if you could check microphones and just check that they're all turned off, that'd be great. Selena has drawn a line in the sand. She said she's going to have a mountain in August. She's asking for accountability. And Katie had a realization that she had a lot of her projects all sort of bundled in together. And so that was why they weren't getting traction. And she says, I'm focusing on separating my projects into clear, well thought out gift boxes rather than a basket of random goodies, which is a wonderful way to put it. And so that is such a key thing that she's saying there, that when our projects are either too big and we've actually got multiple projects, we want to slice and dice them so that we're looking at things that are really achievable. We'll talk a little more about that today. Congratulations to Sonia on her ABC radio interview. I had to listen to that. You did great. I know that putting yourself out there in that way. I know you've done lots of PR and you're experienced at it, but it's always really fun, right, when you get another opportunity to get your name out there. And Karina made progress on her connection statement. You've been working on a lot of things, Karina, so I just want to acknowledge you about that. And there was so much mountain talk in the last month, right? So many mountains, feedback from Michelle for those of you who got it in time, such a generous opportunity she gave us. And so hopefully you've been able to put some of those things into action. Another post from Karina about her ideal client. So I love this photo of Karina with her ideal client, when we can really see that person, when we can have a face that we know is our ideal client. It just makes it so much real for us. And Ange says she's done her. She can feel the end of the month coming, trying to do the next step. And Christy Lee says, this is awesome. I have put this off as I don't have this level of clarity on my ideal client, but I love your detail and clarity here. You've inspired me to get this done. And yes, and then you found a photo of her. All right, we are talking projects. So let me just see who is here. I'm just going to have a look at where is my list of people. All right, great. We've got Ange and Anna and Selena and Fran and Francine and Joanne. Awesome. So good mix of our alumni and our newbies. Chandra, I'm guessing you're back from vacation, but don't know for sure. We'll see in a moment if you're in somewhere exotic or if you're in Sydney. Here's what I want to do. I want to get caught up on your projects. So for those of you who are new idealists, this morning I posted a video inside the group. It's also going to be inside of your resource center, giving you the framework that the alumni has been working with around projects. It's only about 15 minutes. You want to watch it. It gives you the top-down structure for thinking about your projects. Because now, like, your project might be to finish your mountain, right? That might be Selena's. Or it could be the lead magnet that's at the bottom of the mountain. Or it could be the what that's at the top of the mountain. Or it could be any other thing that relates to whatever it is that's going to move you towards a more ideal business. For some of you, it might be bringing on team and staff. For some of you, it might be outsourcing parts of the business. So it can be across any of the growth zones, and it can be in any of the stages, right, of identify and design and engage and act and leverage. So you want to take some time to think about, okay, if I could get one thing over the line in the next 2 to 3 months that would move me closer to my business, because we can't do everything, what is it that I could use as my ideal business project here inside the group that I could get support from Susie and the rest of the group with? With this program, we're going to move in phases, but all the phases are about getting you over the finish line. When I look back on the last couple of years of Ideal, people have gotten the most value, the people who could start and complete project after project, tying them all in, one linking to the other. I was reading, now this is a terrible metaphor, but I'm going to say it anyway. I was reading, someone was talking about chain smoking your projects. If you've ever been a smoker, you'll know how, even if you haven't, you can imagine how disgusting that is. But that is the idea of you light one cigarette off of the last one, and so you chain smoke. Now, I was a smoker for 15 years. Was anyone else a smoker? I'm going to see if anyone's willing to admit it. Was anyone else a smoker? Oh, yes, I can see a few hands. I was a smoker from when I was 15 to when I was 30. I quit when I was 28, quit for about 3 months, and then I started again. And then at 30, I stopped. And I'm now 52. So I'm voluntarily not a smoker. There's no way I could do what I do around fitness and smoke. But the idea of this chain smoking your projects, I won't use it again because it's pretty disgusting, but it's this idea of one project leads to another, leads to another, but we're always completing one and we're going into another. So what I want to do is I want to open up the lines and I want to be able to hear your progress on your project. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go, obviously with the alumni, you have a project and I know what it is, but you're going to iterate it here for the group and tell me how you're doing with it. With new people, because I know some of you are still formulating your projects, what I have is, like, I have a very abridged version of what your 30-day plan, like one of the things that you said on your 30-day plan. So if I open up your line and you're like, I'm going to say, well, what about this? So Ange had talked about revising her lead magnet. So with Ange, I might just go, okay, so how did you go with revising the lead magnet? Now, I'm only going to give you 2 minutes max each person. Now, that doesn't sound like a lot, but what I wanted to do today is get really clear. We're recording this session. I want to get really clear on where you feel you're at in relation to your project. And so then I know that we're all kind of on even ground, and then we can all dive in and support each other, and I can certainly get in. I wanted the new people to do the marketing accelerator, to get going on your marketing mountains, because that's really important core content. And for the alumni, you've been kind of working on your projects very capably, I'm sure, but I just want to get a sense of where are you at. And if you have any questions. Now, if I can't answer the questions in the time we have today, then these are the questions that we're going to be answering inside the group. So I imagine the group's going to get very, very active. I am so excited. I have been working on a couple of big projects myself. One of them is the relaunch of the Her Business podcast. Now, I had done 100 episodes, got kind of tired of it. We stopped doing it. And I thought, oh, look, I'll just stop for a couple of months. Anyway, it's 2 years. It's been 2 years. But I've been recording new episodes and we launch next week. So the team and I are working on that. I'm also working on the project of getting all our projects in our project software so that sort of for the rest of the year, all the timelines are in there, all the short-term goals, all the long-term goals, all the accountabilities are all in there. And so the team and I are very much using our project management software to not only get caught up on where we are with current projects, but really to plan out the rest of the year. So here's what we're going to do. I'm just going to start with whoever I see first. How about that? Karen, hi.
Hello.
Hello. Do you remember what you had put down as your 30-day focus?
I think if I'm really honest, I put that in the, not the bin, but in the I'm delaying bin, because as happens when you run a pretty reasonably sized business, other things take priority. So for me, my 30 days has been working on systemizing how we feedback to parents about their progress of their students.
Oh, great. And how's that going?
It's hard work. and I find that getting that information out to everybody that needs to hear this information to know, okay, we're changing the systems, and that integration from how we used to do things to how we're going to do things now, I'm finding really challenging getting everybody on board,
right?
And then going, oh, but we used to. And I'm like, yeah, but what we didn't work. So I'm kind of fighting some of those battles at the moment, but I've made a start, and we're using Infusionsoft to track a lot of it and to try and send out, you know, if this happens, we throw it into this bucket and this will happen. And so I've got flow charts going everywhere. And so I feel like I am getting somewhere. It's just hard to get everybody involved.
Yeah, well, that sounds great. It sounds like you've broken it down. Like, you know all the different things that need to happen, and now it's a matter of, like, yeah, tying all the pieces together. And anytime you make a big shift in systems, it is, you know, a process of enrolling people. And I think that the only thing I want to say to you about that is that give them the why, right? Yeah. Make it really clear on the why and what the impact on the business is, on the clients is, and the long-termness of it. It's like you're not just changing the way things are for the heck of it, right?
Yeah.
And so, yeah, really let them see the why. Awesome. So when you get a chance to watch the video, and just confirm with me, is that the project that, or is this something you're just going to tie up and then you've got another vision of what the next thing is? I know there was a guide and assessment that you were planning on looking at one point.
Definitely. Yeah.
Awesome. Terrific. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Hey, Sonia, are you still in Canada?
I am. Can you see me?
Oh, so you're on my time zone. Yes.
I am. Good.
Now, I could not find your 30-day plan. So
can you give
an overview of what your key focus, what project your key focus is right now?
Yeah, sure. It's actually a 60-day plan, because after I created the 30-day plan, I realized there was a lot to do. So I created it, and starting in July.
Uh-huh.
And so what I'm going to do is decided to create a lead magnet very specific, and it's called Download Local SEO Blueprint, which is a guide for citations for plastic surgeons. So I decided to go super niche after listening to all of the sessions. And again, I'm not sure if that's really the right way to go, but I've got to try it. So I've named it. So what I want to do now or after that is design the branding for my offer and then create the webinar and a bit of live training to provide a detailed explanation of how to actually build these citations. Right. And then so there's a bit of a workflow. So for those who actually come on to the webinar, then they're going to be given another offer at the end of that webinar. Or live training to get then a digital a mentor session or a consultation online. So that's a part I need help with, is I'm still trying to decide on what kind of offer to make at the end of that.
Okay, great. Well, I'm very happy to help you with that. So again, you'll see the post if you see the workshop video. I want all of you to watch it and then state what the project is, and then we can get into how is it all flowing together. So you've got the lead magnet, you've got the webinar, and then you're making the offer. What sort of offer? So absolutely. And I do think it's a 60-day plan. And the 30-day plan was really something for you to leave the one-day program with. But I'm really talking about what is going to be a 60, 90-day focus. Because that, for me, what you've just said, that sounds to me like a 60, 90-day focus, right? To pull all those things together. Yeah, very good. Always good when we can finish early, but, you know, usually. Linda.
Hello.
Hi.
I'm unmuted. I wasn't sure. I am feeling like I've been in a black hole or something for the last 2 weeks. I'm really struggling to find focus on what I said my 30-day plan was, and even remembering if I actually did it and posted it.
You wanted input on your offer, and you're going to trial the offer, and you're also looking at building authority through SourceBottle. So you have been, like, you put your offer together, you have been trialing it, right?
Yeah, so I've been so focused on getting the lead magnet together and testing it out and trying it out. So I am actually on track. And I have been submitting little bits and pieces to SourceBottle. I've yet to have some success with that. But, yeah, it's still unfolding. And just coming back to your analogy of the chain smoker approach to projects, I think I'd probably be, if I was a smoker, be the one who puts the whole packet in the mouth at the same time. The cigarettes. It's kind of how I feel about my projects. So this is very timely.
All right, very good. So I know you've got the lead magnet, and so Linda has a checklist, and she's completed that, and then she's got a sequence of emails. So that's kind of what she's been working on. So I think that once you have a chance to have a look at my feedback, what I'd love to see is how are you holding their hand up that mountain to the next step? Because I know you've got an offer up there, but right now I just haven't seen them all connected, which is fine, right? Because this is what we're working on. So watch the video, have a look at my feedback, and then we can take it from there.
Fantastic. Thank you.
All right. Yeah, it all looks really good. Christy Lee, hi.
Hi. Hi, Susie. I can't recall it was on my 30-day plan, if I'm honest with
you. No, I couldn't find it.
No, there you go. Neither could I. I was just having a quick look. But certainly what I need to work on is the marketing mountain and just getting that all of that in place. I feel a little bit like Linda. I've got lots going on and nothing's focused or happening. So the lead magnet is written, but it's not up anywhere yet. So I just need to get all of those processes in place and the systems done so that it just can start to flow smoothly. So that will definitely be my project that I'm working on.
Awesome. Now, just remind me what the lead magnet is.
So it's an ebook, 7 Steps to Not Hiring the Wrong Person for Your Small to Medium Business. So that's all complete. And then the plan will be to have on the thank you page a video with a call to action to move them through to a 15-minute consultation.
Awesome. So you've got all the, you know all the pieces. So now it's a matter of putting all that together. And what you'll see, as I said, the video today is just part one, is you want to think about this in the whole ecosystem of your business.
Yeah.
And then you want to break down each thing. So you've got a name for it, you know, all the tasks associated with creating the lead magnet and then marketing the lead magnet and then the customer experience. All those are like tiny, like you're running the business at the same time. So there's tiny little steps, all of which need to be checked off in order to have the final thing, which is the lead magnet. Because you don't want to, so you want to determine in this period of time, is it just creating it or is it creating it and launching it? Or is the goal to have 10 leads? Like,
right.
Creating a finite box around what the goal is in a 2 to 3 month period,
yep.
And then working backward to say, well, how do we slice and dice this so that all those things happen? Because I can help you, and others in here who have done these things before can help you with all those steps. We just want to have real clarity on what the boundaries are around the project.
Yeah, we'll definitely be to have it all in place and running. I'll just put some targets and some goals on what that should look like at the end of that period of time.
Yeah, sounds good. Awesome. Right. Thank you.
Thanks.
And Fran, hi. Oh, she's on the phone. I'll come back to you. I'll come back to Fran. Okay. Looks like she's on the phone. I'll go to the other Fran, Sin.
Hello. You always get confused because people call me Fran as well, which when I was living in Spain, it was amazing because it was very sexy. Hola, Fran. And then Fran. Okay, so I've been trying to remember what the eight pillars are, but now I'm remembering most of them. So look, I'm working on my marketing mountain. And when we talk about the 30-day focus, are we actually talking about the round table 30-day focus?
No. When we were together at the one day, you did a 30-day focus, and your focus at the time was the one-to-many model and new coaches. That was kind of your key priority, which I know you've done both those things, or at least have them underway, right?
Yeah. Okay. So where I'm at is, and I keep having to pull back to one focus. So look, my marketing is, you know, tick. That's really good. The systems. So systems and processes I'm doing at the moment very much. And it's about the onboarding of another person into my business, like a coach. And that really messes with the whole thing of acuity scheduling, Zoom, and how that works as well. Then also looking at the systems as well. I was trying to move to zero and I did it the wrong way. I hired someone and that's my whole story. So that's a $3,000 mistake and I still don't have a solution, which is ridiculous. So I'm pulling the pin on that today and just doing it myself.
Oh my goodness. Okay.
It's ridiculous. Yeah. Really focus now is getting me back on board to being me. Like there's the lack of authenticity that comes from killing myself working and my child has become an inconvenience. So I'm putting me and my exercise and things like that back on board whilst focusing on my business. And then the planning we were talking about 90 days, then there'll be the focus on what am I even doing for the next, after I've got this all set up and running, what are my campaigns and things like that I'm going to be running and et cetera.
Right. So that's great. And I'm sorry about the zero experience.
Me too.
A zero implementation, but I won't get there. So bringing on board that new person, getting the systems and processes in place to have them onboarded, that sounds like it's moving along. And then what it sounded to me like is that once that's all kind of settled, then it's like, what is putting a promotional campaign together? What are my promotional things coming up? That's great. That is a great 90-day plan, right? Because not only will you nominate what they are, but you'll give yourself a long enough runway to give yourself the best chance to go, well, what does that one look like? What experience do I have in that? What resources might I need? And to really plan it out so that you have a really robust calendar. Love it. Love it, love it.
Yeah. Thank you.
Very good. Thank you. Hey, Katie.
Hi, everyone. Can you remind me what I promised I'd do?
No, because I couldn't find it in that one post.
Yeah, I don't think I did.
Doesn't matter. What are you focusing on? You tell us. What are you focused on?
You know, I'm just reading the book at the moment. Is it Deep Work? Is that the name of it?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
And I realized that I got to a point of doing a lot of shallow work all the time. You know, I'd have like 20 things open on my page, trying to answer emails, answer Messenger, Facebook, you know, write a blog all at once. So I've really been focusing on deep work and it's paying off, you know, so because I enjoy writing and I'm okay at it, you know, so I can throw out a blog in a couple of hours. And so I've just been focusing on doing that deep work, getting stuff out there. I've been posting on LinkedIn, really using that as a peer review kind of platform, I suppose. And I'm decluttering my Facebook. So now I've got the bricks and mortar, which is Encore Pilates, my Facebook page and Instagram specifically for Pilates instructors, which is Peacock Girl. And I've got a Facebook page specifically for women's health. So I'm just, you know, breaking them all down and starting to be much more proactive on them in that, you know, like I've got a schedule. So today I do a live on one and a video on another, and I'm getting heaps more feedback from my people following. So basically I'm trying to build my following, you know, so make that I guess my marketing plan, because what I do is very visual. And then down the track the idea is that people will book in, you know, workshops, and I'm doing the membership with tribe. And also I've been following, what's her name? Is it Rebecca Miller?
Rachel Miller.
Rachel Miller, sorry. So, you know, I've just been getting, you know, like ideas from her. So I'm really doing everything that they're telling me to do, and it's paying off because I've already got people asking me questions on my Facebook page, which then I will put videos up and answers to their questions.
Very good. So building your audience, I mean, that's kind of a strategic objective. And then, so building our audience is one of our strategic objectives for the next 12 months. And then under that, there's different projects. So you might have a social media part, or you might have different, so for us, for example, part of our build our audience, earlier this year we did the Business Growth Summit. We're about to, in the next few weeks, I'm going to say few because I don't know how many it's going to be, we're going to release a quiz. And so these are big chunky projects under, and so because you're doing so much, just starting to think about putting some boundaries around, okay, right now I'm building my audience this way. Not 25,000 different ways, because I can only go shallow, but I'm going to go deep. I'm going to go deep on Facebook, or I'm going to go deep on, you know, these two channels, and really put the pedal down on those. Mm-hmm. And the other, because the alternative is going shallow on a lot of things.
Oh, totally. And, yeah. And, you know, so for the last month, I've been playing with all the platforms, and I've realized that Facebook is where my people are, definitely. So I'll stay on Instagram, you know, but then they're never going to buy it from me. They're just scrollers, you know. Facebook is where my buyers are. So I'm just getting much more interactive with those people. And awesome. With the tribe, you know, I'm a bit like I do about 2 to 3 hours of filming every week, putting videos together for my membership.
Oh, awesome. So you're building what's going to be in the library when they join?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I'm doing like a 12-month membership for postnatal women. So then they can get back to, you know, exercise safely. So I'm building that at the moment. I do about 2 or 3 hours of filming every week with one of my students. And what I will do as part of that, because I know that's a long term, is I'll do a 12-week course that anybody wanting to start Pilates can do a part of it, or you join the membership for 12 months.
You're doing a lot. You're very productive. And I don't mean that in like a efficient way, but it's like you produce a lot, right? You know, some people don't produce a lot, but you get a lot done. It's awesome. Yeah, it's awesome. And I know that you do mentoring and other things. So I know that you have a higher level plan. Like, we might not be hearing it now, but that there is one in place. Which is kind of the key point. Awesome.
But great book, everyone. That Deep Work is such a good book.
Yeah, Cal someone?
I don't know. I got it on my Kindle, so I never remember the names of who wrote it.
Very good. Thank you. Sonia.
Hi.
Hello. How are you?
Good, good. You'll be all happy to know my website is up.
I saw the note. Congratulations. I'll have a look at it. I haven't had a look yet. Are you happy with it?
Yeah, I am. Look, it's not 100% perfect, but I put it out there because it's taken 6 months out of my life, so to speak. So, you know, and I'm a perfectionist, but I thought, you know what? Stuff it. I'm just going to put it out there. So it's out. And I actually got 2 inquiries yesterday, which I nearly fell over and thought of you.
Oh, my goodness.
Because they wanted to buy my pay-as-you-go package. Like, they actually named it, so what I named it. So I was nearly off the floor when that happened. I thought, great.
That's great.
Yeah, so basically, anyway, the website is up, which is great. I'm excited. I actually do have a lead magnet. It's probably not fantastic, but it's there, and it's basically how to get paid faster.
That's a great title.
Sorry?
That's a great title.
Oh, good. Okay, good. I don't think it's in your face enough, but look, it's there and you can download it. Okay. And then hopefully you'll get an email from that.
Hopefully, she says.
See, look, I've got MailChimp, and I've said it before, it's a complete mess. I have to admit to that. Basically, all my emails are just in one bundle. So any inquiries I get from the website will go straight to website inquiries, and I'll filter the rest through. I'm planning to clean up my social media. I don't think my clients hang out at Facebook from what I've spoken to my interview clients, but I'm open to Rachel with what she's going to bring out to help. And then sometime during this week, I want to try and get a hold, or not this week, in the next 2 weeks, is to learn about LinkedIn, because I think because my type of business, yeah, they're going to be in LinkedIn.
Mm. There was a great conversation in the members group about LinkedIn. Did you see that?
Yeah, I haven't got to it, but I had, like, I did skim through it. And I've got a couple of free courses that I want to get into just to get my mind wrapped around. Mm. And at the same time, my debt collection software is about to die, so I've got to upgrade that. So I've got a lot going on. And to answer your question, I don't think I've done the 30-day plan. I'm just going to say that.
You had talked about a lead magnet for July.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, but I haven't actually got a plan, like as in written plan, no. But it's happening.
No, that's okay. That's okay. That's okay. Watch the video that I put in the group today, and then just for all of you, I will give you a template that you can start on. So if you don't have a project management software, I'll give you something that you can use to start to break down your plan.
Oh, fabulous. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. I just want to give you one piece at a time, but that's great. And yeah, you're getting some comments here. If you're B2B, Sonia, then LinkedIn. Yes to LinkedIn for you, Sonia. Yeah. And lots of accolades and support for what you've already done.
Oh, thank you. Awesome. Susie, have you got any suggestions or any podcasts to get my head around with this MailChimp on?
Not MailChimp. No, I don't think we've got anything specifically on our software, but I know there's been quite a bit of MailChimp conversation inside the group. Maybe there's people here who use it. There is, look for MailChimp inside the members group. And it could also be, I don't know if anyone knows if it's Jennifer Gale that knows
up for people. I've actually spoken to her. So I had a bit of a chat with her. So she might be able to help me as well. So, but I want to understand it myself at the same time.
Yeah, well, I'm sure they have some sort of tutorials. They're very, you know, they're very popular platform. So I would look and see what they have. Mm. And Karen Parrish helps with MailChimp as well, says KUR.
Oh, okay.
Karen, who's in the mastermind, and she's also a website designer. Beautiful. And Sonia says, well, check out your new website. So happy for your success.
Thank you.
Yeah. So if those two ideas don't go anywhere, then let us know.
Okay, fabulous. Thank you.
Yeah. And Francine saying, I swapped from MailChimp to ActiveCampaign. Light package is $17 a month. The training is amazing for that.
Oh, great.
Yeah. So again, you might just want to do a comparison. You're the type of business that really you're very scalable, you're already, you know, doing really well. You might just want to invest a little bit more and get something that's going to give you the opportunity to do a little more than MailChimp. Now, I'm saying that without fully knowing the capabilities, but I know MailChimp is not an ActiveCampaign.
Yeah. Okay. Beautiful. Yeah. Thank you.
Okay, great. And Andrew's saying, it's good to know that MailChimp has had significant changes this month. And Chandra's agreeing about ActiveCampaign. All right. Alrighty. Selena.
Hi.
Hi. I know you're not doing your thing till August, but you want to give us a quick update on your project?
Yes. So, and I just put that up because this talking today could not have come at a better time, actually. Because, I just need to simplify things. So, you know, I'm defining the what. I'm defining it. I'm defining the lead magnet.
Great.
And I'm looking at outsourcing for the sales page and for the copy.
Okay, got it. Great.
So I just made a few inquiries about that, but nothing definite. I still haven't made up my mind whether to utilize the old website and change the content and make it more focused on introverts, or whether to get someone to build me a new website. My concern is if they all seem to be quite big projects, but they are for me anyway, and I'm concerned that I will just start delaying things now.
Hearing you. So here's one thing I want to say about websites for everyone here is that a website is useful, but it is only as useful as the traffic that gets to it. So if you are driving traffic to a website, it is useful. If you are waiting on organic traffic to find you via a website, it's not very useful. You need to be driving it by email, by social, by paid traffic, because it just takes a long time to build up clout with Google or any of the search engines for you to rely on your website as a passive place for people to find you. If you have a really SEO worthy, like how do I get paid faster, right? Something like Sonia does, people would be looking for that. But if it's communication training for introverts, the amount of search is going to be much less. So you want your website because it's kind of your calling card, it's your authority. But I would love to see you do the best with what you've got, put a landing page up for your offer and start driving people to that, bring in some cash and then build the website, okay? Right? Because you could spend a whole lot of time and money building the website and then there's no traffic to it. So I would be building your audience, building your awareness, building your list, building your authority. And then if you have to drive them to a Facebook page, drive them to a Facebook page. You have to drive them to a landing page, a one-page site, then you can do that. Okay. You know, we have people in the network who can help you with the website, but a website does not a business make. Anita says, agree, Susie, as an online retailer, most of my money goes to being found and it's certainly not builder and they will come. It's a long game. Yeah, it is a long game.
Cool.
Yeah. And so, yeah. Yeah. And so was that helpful?
Yeah, very helpful. Good. Yeah. So that means I will focus on the offer.
Great.
And yeah. And my plan is by 27th of April, August, hopefully not April. No, I can press the button and say go. So yeah, that's the plan.
Great. Mm-hmm. Great. Very pleased to hear it. And I want you guys to post, so as your offers are coming together, all those things. I'm going to be on your backs to, I want to see it, I want to hear it, I want to support you. Judy, hi.
Hi, how are you all?
We are great. How are you doing? I know what you had said you wanted to do in 30 days, but you tell us, what are you up to?
Was it the marketing mountain?
It was, you wanted to research into what others were doing and you wanted to ask undercover architect for advice on how she works with social media.
I haven't done that. I have been following. I've been looking at what others are doing. You're talking then, and it's all part of what I need to do is drive more traffic to the website.
Okay.
Maybe.
I'm sorry. Was that a question?
I'm very lost. With what I'm doing.
What are you working on right now?
What am I working on? The Facebook page and maybe getting engagement there. I do have to, because I had somebody else set it up, I set it up originally, had somebody doing the posts for me for a while.
Right.
So I've got to go through and just see where it's all directed to, you know, what postcodes and demographics that it's going to, because I don't know that.
What's your market? Tell me about your marketing mountain.
My mountain? What did I do? It's a good question, isn't it? Sorry. Basically, I worked on the social media platform and trying to engage people to contact us in some way or another.
Mm-hmm.
And then I worked on it being more of a touch with our clients, keeping in touch with them. Not quite so much on social media, but through phone calls for our local.
What are you trying to sell?
Yeah, sorry.
What is your what? What are you selling?
Paint. services.
Yes, pain services. Okay, pain services. Just so I understand, pain services. And is the what an actual package? Did you come up with a what, with a name and a brand? And
no, I haven't come up with a name for it.
No, okay. Okay, great. And so you saw mostly the people in your local area?
Sorry?
You saw mostly the people in a local area?
Yes, yeah, in a local area at the moment, yep. I'm just
working
Shepparton and Melbourne, so I'm just working on Shepparton, so local clientele.
All right, great. Great. And so that means that the way that you approach your marketing, whether it's social media or not, is very much like there's no point people in Toronto liking your page at some level, right? No. So it needs to be geared at local. So Chantelle Gilbert has an electrical business in regional Victoria. Now, she's not in the same business as you, but it is a local business. So you might just even want to see, how is she making her content local on her Facebook page? What is she doing? Because I'm not feeling the edges around what it is that when we did our marketing mountain a couple of weeks ago, did you design a pathway for a customer? You haven't quite finished doing that.
Well, it's nearly finished, but I can't remember it all.
Okay, no worries. Why don't you dig it up, pop it in the group,
okay,
and let's have a look. Like, where should your focus, where do you want your focus to be over the coming weeks? Is it on the bottom of the mountain, building awareness, so building your Facebook page, building your email list, having a way for people in the local area to know more about what you do? Or is it that you already have a database of people and now it's about making an offer, giving them a reason to come in to see you or to buy online or whatever it is, the next step for them? So just getting some clarity around what your next goal is.
Yeah.
Because the clearer that can be, the clearer that we can direct you around what those next steps would be. And I'll go back and see what I can find that you've written down, but it did sound like you were going to do some research into how are others like you using social media. Does that sound familiar?
It is. There's not much social media for our competitors in the area. So they're not using
it.
They might put on the odd picture, yeah, once a month, and that's about it. So they're not, not much going on.
No. What about other organisations that might not be selling the exact same thing as you but have a similar type of business?
Probably need to research that a bit more.
Yeah, because sometimes, you know, it's not really about what our competition is doing, but something that is similar enough for us to be able to map those ideas across to our business. Would you put a link to your Facebook page inside of the Facebook group for me so that I can have a look at it?
Okay.
And I might have some suggestions for you as some of the other people. Okay.
Okay.
All right, great. All right, terrific. Thank you. Hello, Chandra. I think you're muted at your end.
Hello.
There you are. Hello. Hi. You're back.
Yes, back in cold Sydney.
Well, welcome back. Hope you had a lovely vacation. I also could not figure out what your project was. So tell us, what have you been working on?
Well, I've been having a project of Operation Thailand. No, but while I was away, I've had my website is finished with some updates. I have to go back and look through it. I'm really not, there's lots of things that I would like to change in it, but I'm taking that approach of going, I just need it to be good enough that if people find it, they go, okay, she sort of must know something, and not be overly finicky about it. So I'm doing my best to not get too caught up with that.
Right.
Also, while I was away, I've had someone working on my opt-in. So my project is to do the online launch of the CEOU program. And so I've been working on the opt-in for that, which is the top 10 in-demand skills for women making career change. And
fabulous.
So that's coming together, nearly finished. And so this is very good timing because now I need to pull all the pieces together, go, right, I want to be looking at what's my strategies for lead generation in terms of getting that out there and promoting it on LinkedIn and Facebook, et cetera, et cetera. And then the lead up, well, that will then lead into what I was going to be doing as a 5-day challenge. And I've been having a little bit of thinking about that based on my who, and I'm curious about whether a 5-day challenge is actually right for them versus something on demand. And so even just this morning I was thinking, well, either way the content could be repurposed as a pre-recorded masterclass, or once I do the Facebook live videos I could then host that up as like a series of videos that they could binge as well. So I'm literally at the point of going, okay, which way do I do this as a challenge again, or do I do it as a on-demand video, given that I know that my audience, my ideal who, are quite busy. So interested in any thoughts around that. That's my project.
Got it. I think that's great. Tell me who you are, who is again.
So she is currently working successful in an employed job, but at a point of wanting to make some kind of change to do work that's more meaningful, right. That's either a change of industry or out to their own thing.
So would she do a challenge or would she do an on-demand?
Yeah.
Oh, look, it's hard to say. And so I think that, you know, like the downside of being in an employee role is that, you know, how do you get the time to get online and watch something when you're supposed to be working, right? Yeah. There's that.
Yes.
And then the in-demand is, well, you know, how you can't build that same buzz and energy around something that, you know, they're going to go watch maybe sometime.
Yes.
Right. So, you know, I don't know. I think it would be interesting to see who else might have done something in a corporate environment, a challenge, to see if that would work. But it's definitely more of a C type of thing. Yeah.
Yeah. So when I think about another organization that I guess specializes with working women, their content is predominantly they run lunchtime webinars and then they do after hours face-to-face networking. So one thought that I had was for me to run it as a series of lunchtime live videos, but then you repurpose that to basically say, hey, if you miss that, I know you're busy, to be able to package it together as something that they could still access in one central place, like a landing page. I mean, you know what I mean?
You could also do the challenge but have your core content be like a lunchtime, like that's when you do your check-in with them, because they're going to be like, I imagine you're going to be sending them an email, you're going to be giving them something to do. They don't have to be, they don't have to do it in the middle of the day.
No.
Right. So I think it can still work because they can consume it in their own time. But then you are going to have people who are, they are going to, in the morning tea break, going to jump in and I don't have a definitive answer for you.
Yeah.
I think the challenge is has a vibrancy and an immediacy to it.
Yeah.
More so than the on-demand thing. But you could do it as, you know, you could do it as a challenge with lunchtime lives, or you could just do it as a series. Like when we do our Reach Week, which promotes our Hawaiian event, it's a daily Facebook Live, same time each day, just in our case done to our page. And people tune in, but then the recording is there for them later and there's a download that they, you know, worksheet that they can download.
Yeah.
So, but the challenge, like the thing with the challenge is they have to have an achievement at the end of it. So I'm not sure if that's the way you've set it up.
Yeah.
If there isn't the, well, in 5 days you're going to, you know, lose 5 kilos or have the best resume or whatever it is, then it doesn't have to have the format of a challenge.
Yeah.
Like I said, the only benefit of a challenge is if you can build up that buzz and you've got a cohort going through at the same time. But if that's not the experience, the very individual experience, then I think the other format you're saying is going to be as effective.
Yeah.
But I think it's on now, it's not all the time, it's not on demand, it's like it's on this week.
Yes.
You want to give yourself that sort of immediacy and scarcity built into it.
Yes, because then off the back of that, we'll be promoting the paid program. So again, creating that sense of urgency and then I guess being the springboard into his, you know, this is one little piece of the puzzle. So anyway, that's the project, that's the experiment, and either way I'll get insights about what they respond to and be able to tweak for next time as well.
Very good. Awesome. And let me know what questions you have once you get a chance to look at the video. Hello, Ange.
Hi, you've just caught me sneezing. I'm actually on track with mine, surprising. I'm actually surprising myself. So mine was to create a funnel, tick, revise my lead magnet, which I've done. I've done the Yay. One that was on my website and a new one for this package. Creating new imagery, which will happen. I'm having Sarah Tovey is helping me out. So we're going to do that today, which is really great. So by middle of July, I'll have that all finished. I have actually designed my own food, mood and poo chart and my own Bristol skill chart. My logo is getting changed because now it's a series of little flowers. I'm going to just keep the same colours in the flowers, but just tweak them into the emoji poo shape around my logo. So that's happening this week as well, which is really cool. I'm doing Tribe as well, so I'm trying to do more rituals on Facebook. I'm really good on social media, but I spend way too much time there and not really focused on my own stuff, so I'm getting better at that. So building an audience is my thing. And also Peter Gillian, I'm doing her challenge, so that's been really helpful for me because that will be the lead into my Tribe, to my membership.
Got it. You'll do a challenge and that will lead into your
membership. So it's really been great to see how she's running her. So that's been fantastic. And I'm sort of halfway through my next mountain because I want the first one as the two-part package to run into the second one, which is a six-month program, which they come to see me for two and then they go into the bit that they really need.
Right. And sort of when is the first mountain in place?
Well, it will be in place by July, but I'd like the other one to back up against it. So once they click into that one, they get a pop-up saying, well, you'll need this 6 months after for treatment. If you've come for this one, you'll need that one. So they back onto each other. That's my plan. So it's all nuts and bolts at the minute. So I'm going to do a call out in the group shortly for people to interview for my membership. Linda Emmersley, I'm looking at you. Gillian, I'm looking at you. There's a couple that I'm sort of looking at. So that will be really great. And then doing what Katie's doing is just trying to do, I'm going to do it when I come back from holidays in July, to do the videos that I need to get up for my core content. So I'm not worrying about the technology because that's my weakness. I'm doing the stuff that I can do and getting Sarah to help me with the stuff that I can't actually do and then I'll hand it all off. So that's
Congratulations. Yeah, sounds terrific. Awesome.
So I want to keep being accountable so I can put it actually in. It's one thing to do it, but then it's another thing to actually put it into place.
Yeah, absolutely. And once we create a mountain, then it becomes about traffic to the bottom of the mountain, right? So, you know, that might be the next thing of that building the audience. Sounds really productive and okie dokie, says Linda Homesley. And Sonia says, sounds great. Happy to help. Awesome. Very good. Okay, I'm coming to you, Kayua. How are you? How's your project coming along?
I'm personally really well. My project has been a little bit on the shelf. I've been somewhat distracted with, we bought a house and my brain has gone to, you know, buying this old house that needs work and blah, blah, blah. So I've kind of got this, what feels like a much more exciting and for me, easy project than writing a lead magnet. So what I actually commit to, and that's, you know, is just taking action. Because I can also say I have started on the work, but the perfectionist in me has had me go, oh, that's not right, and go back and redo stuff. And so I haven't really produce what I wanted to produce. So I've just really actually started listening to a book that you recommended and I saw with that I just need to go with the 90%.
What was the book?
I'm actually listening to the psychology, the one about persuasion.
Influence. Yeah, influence, yeah. That's cool. I know that you know what to do. You've already mapped the project out. You've got the steps. So
yeah. So I just need to kick myself in the butt.
Congratulations on that.
Being a perfectionist, and as well as I'm enchanted by this house, I also need to be able to pay for it.
There's that.
Need to do that as well. So yes, I do need to do some work that brings in money. So that's really all there is to say. But I commit to taking actions.
Awesome. Thank you. Anita says, sorry, I cut you off. Says, what a wonderful distraction. And Karen's saying, congratulations. I love what you're wearing. Linda can totally relate. And Fran says, love the focus on money and new clients. And just, yes, unfortunately, we need money.
Yes.
Damn it. Thank you. Anna.
Oh, hello. Can you hear me all right? Anna. I left my headset at home. Sorry. Okay, so mine is very boring. I am doing an implementation of Xero, and we have got to go live next week. So the stuff set up has been finalized this week by my accountant. They're just setting up the single touch payroll, and the superannuation clearinghouse is being set up this week. And then I've just got this weekend I'll be doing my billing because it's the end of month. And I've got to test the Zaps going between my billing systems. That's using Zapier. There's Zaps going between my billing system and Xero. And then roll out the phone app for my staff to be able to do their timesheets on their phones. That's the Xero app. And then my 30-day focus will be to start to finalise 2019 in our old system, which is SASU. So doing that, so it's nice to be able to sort of say, I'm on track, but
you're doing great.
What other choice have I got, really?
Yeah. Very exciting. And yeah. I love it. Like, you could just see, like, you get technology, right? You're talking language, you know. It's like, it's awesome.
Yeah.
Good to see you. Alison, hello.
Hello, hello. Let me unmute. Oh, I'm unmuted. How are you?
I'm good.
Sorry, I was reaching over trying to type a response to Anna. Well done, Anna. I've got my laptop perched. Okay, so mine, I've done quite well on the plans I had, which were the lead magnets all finished, and that's out there now doing its thing. I have actually recorded and posted a video. I'm doing another one today.
I sound like you're in despair.
Oh, I tell you, I'm getting better. I'm working on a mindset shift about them. But with my course, I've had a huge pivot. So instead of being a sort of 6-8 week course, it's now going to be a 6-month practical mastermind. And so that's been... because I've got so much content and, you know, the more I worked on it. And then I spoke to some mentors and they were, so I've ended up, I'm doing a very small sparta launch.
Lovely.
And it will be a 6-month mastermind.
Great. And when's that getting out there?
Yes, Susie, I'm good, thanks.
Is it like next 2-3 months or is it down the line?
No, it's definitely within the next two or three months. Definitely. I was making good progress.
Have you done a project plan for it?
That's what I'm working on. So what I'm doing, I had a full plan in Asana for the course, and and I was sort of 80%, 90%, you know, along that path, and I've sort of screeched the brakes on. So I'll definitely be launching before September. So okay,
very, very exciting.
Yes, it is a bit. So, yeah, it's all quite new. So I'm now looking at how that's going to pan out. But I'm looking at a really small group. I'm only looking at, like, maximum 10, 12 people. So,
awesome. A 10-person mastermind is nothing to be sneezed at.
Yes. So that's my goal. So I've been madly, you know, making lists and so I've got to just map out the steps now. And
Let me know how we can support.
Thank you.
All right. And Anita, hello. Ms. Retreat Woman.
So I'm bloody terrified. But anyway, I'll breathe and keep going.
How's it going?
Thank you for all your support, first and foremost. So I've got the launch has happened, which is great. And that's pretty much the teaser. You know, that was the lead in. And I've had some great feedback on the video and it's been pretty good. The response has been pretty good. So now I'm really freaking out with the amount of detail I've got to get through to go into the next phase, which is for applications being open with an early bird rate. And I've got my heart set on the 1st of July. So that's the line awesome. I'm powering towards, the moment. The landing page is being designed. It's being updated now for that. That's in place. So I'm comfortable that my web designer's got that all sorted for the website. It's me. I have to get all the T's and C's sorted. I have to figure out the, you know, the payment plan stuff, all the invoicing, all the nitty gritty stuff, as you know well, Susie. So that's what I'm quietly freaking out about at the moment. The overwhelm is kind of comes in waves.
But feel encouraged. Like once you get the offer out there, it'll buoy you to then worry about the details. So don't worry about that. You know what I mean? You don't want to have any part of your headspace concerned with the actual event at this point. You know, just getting the offer out there.
Yeah, get it out there. So I had more questions around all of that, but I don't know that now's the time to kind of go into
it. Pop them in the group.
Pop it in the group. Yeah, it's all around money.
We can talk money.
I'm not after a loan.
You know, and if there's anything private about that, then let me know. But good. You want to do a whiz bang initial offer. Let's talk more about that. Fantastic. Okay.
Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you. Sean, hi.
Hi. Susie, I have no idea what I said I would do for the last 30 days, but I have been.
I can tell you, you're going to craft your offer. You had a 30th of June offer that you were offering to people who'd been to your course.
Yeah. So I have been working on that. It's mostly at the bottom of the mountain. I've been, plodding in terms of just making sure I make, one to a few contacts every day via existing clients. I've had a couple of promising meetings and I'm learning things like not all organisations have financial year calendars. So one of the things I've been pursuing is education, possible education clients for two reasons. It's my background. The other one is that I have another program that could well link, be my next project, my next mountain that people could leap to. So those conversations are looking promising, but they're not going to bear fruit rapidly. I've been making contacts and following up and being encouraged in terms of the initial contact, but probably floundering a bit about how frequently and how to follow up, at least warm prospects. Mm. So for instance, one organization, has got a financial year calendar for training and they were keen initially. I sent them the offer. I did that before you suggested in the Q&A, Susie, that maybe don't send the offer but make invite
it to them
a conversation to talk about it without giving it to them. I've attempted to make phone contact but haven't had any callbacks. And so this morning I was thinking, what gap do I leave between contact? And do I then follow up with an email? I'm just a bit uncertain about how
there's
best.
There's no rules. Just follow up. Really not responding. And it can be, look, I don't want to sound like I'm hassling you, but I just want to make sure, did you get my question?
Yeah, good.
You know what I mean? You don't want to be spending your time leaving big gaps between communications, because that's just tying up your energy. And knowing that it's the 30th of June and that is their financial year, that gives you every reason. Hey, I just want to make sure because it's next week that we get this locked in for you.
Yeah, great. Yeah, no, that was my learning curve, too sure. And the other thing that I've done is paid some attention to LinkedIn. I've had a profile for a long time. I actually never go there. So a few things prompted me to consider returning there. I'm fairly active on Facebook and I have a reasonable following there, and I've been doing Facebook Lives on Monday morning. I'm getting some good feedback on that. I don't know if view numbers actually mean people view, but I've actually had some people private message me to say that they're really appreciating those, which is great.
Yeah. Is it your ideal? Is it the person who would buy this program?
No, it's not. And I think they're not on Facebook. So I think Facebook's a nice...
Right, I think they're on LinkedIn if you're buying into selling into corporations, So again, I think that you want to have a look at that thread about LinkedIn in the group. I would definitely watch the masterclass on LinkedIn.
I just found that is in your morning, actually, yes.
Oh, good, good. Yeah. And then Fran is saying she has a blog post about following up. She'll put it in the Facebook group.
Thanks,
Fran. We want. And that she's happy to speak to you about a strategy for following up as well.
Oh, great. Thanks, Fran. I'd love that. And I also there was a recent Amy Porterfield podcast about LinkedIn with Vivica somebody.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Right. And great. So that, yeah. Well, she always has amazing guests.
Yeah. And it gave me a bit of confidence to go there and start working out how to, use it and maybe make it work for me, but certainly going
there,
this is actually the platform I need to be active on. So I've now scheduled 10 minutes a day go to LinkedIn.
Great. And it's a long play, so content strategy is a long play. And so you've got your low-hanging fruit, these people that you put out things that you want to follow up, and then building a presence, doing things on LinkedIn is a far bigger strategy. I think I might have also suggested to you, you might want to have a chat with Heidi Denning.
And I did. I found her on LinkedIn, Susie. I actually had difficulty finding her in the members directory, but I did.
So I recommend you follow up with her if you haven't had a chat.
Yeah. I contacted her through LinkedIn but haven't had a reply, but I'll try some other contact strategy.
Yeah, did you look at her profile? Let me see, .com.
I did look at her business profile.
I saw her post the other day, so I know she's around. Like, sometimes she's away, but I did see that.
I will definitely follow up with her, Susie. I appreciate the suggestion. Yeah.
Very good. Well, good luck next week. Let us know how you go with that follow-up. Sonia says, I hear you. I have my L plates on with LinkedIn. Thank you. Yeah. Yeah. For all of you who are looking to work with corporates or with people who are inside corporations who would be buying, you definitely want to be looking at LinkedIn. So that's kind of what's happening with the projects of the people who are here today. If you're listening to the recording, I would love to have an update inside the group. There is a post there. Just post your updates. I really want to know where you're at. I wanted to give you a couple of other pieces as it relates to projects. And these are just sort of some high-level things for everyone here who's working on a project. If you haven't defined your project, I am going to be inviting you to like clearly define what it is that you're working on for the next 2 to 3 months. And the purpose of that is, as you can hear, those who have clearly defined their projects have broken them down into the very smallest piece and are checking off each week and moving much closer to those goals. And so at any point, we can have so many things going on, but for your ideal business project, I'm inviting you to pick something that we can support you on and hold you accountable to and provide resources for and that I can really help you with. Because for each of us, there's probably 10 things we want to, support within our business. But if there's one clear thing that's really going to move the needle in your business, that's what I'm asking you to think about. So I put these very quick little ideas together for you today around how to finish a project. Because for some of you, as you can see, we're moving along or we're pivoting or we are changing the scope of what the project is. If we could advance the slides, please, Robin, that would be great. So how do we actually finish a project? So the first step is making the decision that no matter what, this lingering task or project is going to be moved forward. Robin, can you change the slides? Are you, let me know if you're not following where I'm at, but you should clearly know where I am now, by now. I'm just, yep, going into this little sequence. Thank you. So first thing is deciding to finish, like putting that deadline on, like putting the, this is when this is going to be done. This is when I'm launching the course. This is when the email is going out for my retreat. This is when I'm doing the Facebook page. This is when my research will be done. And so for some of us that we're really good at starting, not as great as finishing. And so when we've got a lot of projects on as well, it's like just putting those finish lines in place so that we know that we are crossing them. And sometimes this is going to take saying no to certain things. And then not, certain things are not going to make it on our to-do list and to begin with until we finish this one thing. So, and other times, like Katie said to us in her post in the group, it's a matter of noticing that the task we've set ourselves, the project we've set ourselves is way too big and you want to break it down into smaller projects that you can put a finish line to keep moving towards. So Anita with her retreat, she's got lots of sub-projects. There's things related to the venue and the client experience and what happens at the event. But right now, she's super focused on this first piece is putting the offer out there, getting her terms and conditions down so that she can start to sell places, right? And that's going to give her momentum. And you definitely want to make a plan. And those of you who are in the alumni, I know that you've already broken down your project into its relevant sub-projects and tasks. So what is the plan? So the framework that I've given you inside of this morning's video breaks each project down into these areas. It's not rocket science, but it's the very same system that has helped me launch into a new country, create webinars, create books and publish books, create events. All the different projects that I've done, anything from developing property, right? It's the same system. And it's this idea that it works for athletes, it works for the army, it works for anyone who has something in mind. Having it be very strategic and aligned to where you want to go in your business, and then creating projects that are going to be milestones along the way. Breaking it down into doable action steps that are daily, things that you can outsource, things that you can hand over to other people, things that let you know that on any given day you don't have to be doing everything. You just need to be doing whatever the next thing is in that timeline. And knowing your plan and actually sticking to it is so important. And that's about being really ruthless with your time. And what you might want to do, you might want to consider is getting a little accountability. If you're in a goals group, a her business goals group, that might be your accountability group. Or it could be that right here, you buddy up with someone here in the group and you say, okay, let's choose to work on our project on Wednesday morning at 11 a.m. And you just get on a Zoom call. You don't even talk, but you're there working on your project and holding each other accountable. You turn the clock on for an hour. You turn the clock off. Thanks very much for being here with me. Bye for now, right? So you kind of got to hack yourself if you're not naturally able to dive into that deep work that, again, Katie talked to us about, is finding the opportunities to do that. To work on the project. If you can find 5 hours a week to work on your big projects, you will move mountains. So if you've made a plan and you've broken it down into action steps, the first thing is to get started. And so often I find for me, when something is big and overwhelming, it can take a while for me to start. I keep finding reasons to not start. But the only way we get there is if we chip away, chip away, chip away. And so the important step is to get started. And if we've gone off track, it's to get back. So Kay was being really upfront about this house is this fabulous, exciting new project. And so the other project has gone to the side, which that's fine. We might change our mind about what's important. But if getting that lead magnet out is important to Kay's business, and we know it is, then she just needs to get back on track. Just start again. Just act as though you are starting again, taking that first step. And then it's about keeping going and keeping momentum. It sounds pretty obvious, right? But when you want to stack your momentum, I find that when I have a project that I'm not willing to look at, once I get in there and I spend an hour on it, I kind of get momentum and then I can do more. I can move more. But sometimes it's just getting started. Once we get started, it's easier to keep going. It's like the first time you go to a gym, the first 10 times you go to a gym, right? It's really, really hard. But once you get that momentum, you find yourself seeking those opportunities to do deep work, seeking opportunities to do a little more on your project. So where could you find 5 hours in a week? I want you to think about that and pop them in your calendar, and they're going to be the time that you're going to work on this project. You want to also become aware of the patterns that you see starting and stopping. And a way to recognize a pattern is perhaps to look back at projects you've done before that you haven't quite gotten all the way through. Were there resolutions you made? You know, is there a pattern of behavior that you recognize that you can see as a commonality on projects where you have been successful and projects where you haven't been successful? Because this is sort of not just about the project you're working on right here in Ideal, but this is just about knowing yourself and knowing that if you're not particularly good at creating good-sized projects, that you tend to create projects that overwhelm you. So once you know, you can do something different. And maybe you're someone who sets impossible goals. I remember Seth Godin talking about this because he talks about, you know, creating a very small niche market and finding who you really need to serve in order to have the lifestyle that you want. And he talks about how a really slippery way to not get your goals is to set them too big. Like to say, I want to end poverty in, you know, in a particular country. Right, it's just almost impossible to do. And so you can never really, you sort of let yourself off the hook because it's such a big thing, you know. I want to, it's something that's endless. But the more we can know ourselves and know, hey, you know what, when it gets tough, that's when I go make a cup of tea, or that's when I decide to put the television on, that's where I get a headache, right? Just knowing and noticing what happens. And also just knowing to ask for help. Knowing that others here in the group have had experience at some of the things you're doing, know that I've got a lot of experience, that I'm just totally here to support you with anything, whether it's pointing you towards a resource or introducing you to someone or connecting you to my connection network or a resource that's in the library that you might not know about. If you want to get your offer working, right, if you want to write that book, I know Diane didn't make it on the call today, but I know that this week she's knuckling down, she's writing that children's book. Whatever that is for you, just ask for help to get unstuck. Often it's just like a different point of view. Like I've seen the comments here and they're just amazing. I've got a couple of people to go, I realized. Sorry. I don't know why your faces weren't showing up. I couldn't see Joanne and then Fran, of course, that was earlier. So I'm going to say one final thing, I'm going to roll back to these two, is really finding a project that is that you can connect with, right? Because you don't need one more thing to do. What has a meaningful purpose for you? Okay, because we don't need a lead magnet because we need a lead magnet. How does it connect to your bigger vision? We talked about your vision very early on in this program, because finishing your book, doing the lead magnet, they're all just things. But if you can find a why as to why you're doing what you're doing, you'll find the time. You'll find those 5 hours. And of course, once you're connected with your why, you still need that timeline. And that's kind of the next step. For those of you who haven't broken down your project into that the next step, it's about creating that timeline, writing out those steps of what's next and what happened just before that, what happened just before that, what happened just before that, what were the milestones along the way. So, my apologies, Fran and Joanne. So Joanne, I cannot see, but I'll go to Fran and then Robin, maybe you can help me to unmute Joanne. Franny, I'm so sorry. Go ahead.
That's all right. I was on the phone when you came to me. So
yes.
So my focus for June was to really launch into this business that I'm doing, and my whole idea is to make it client-centric, so go out with whatever I have and get some clients to say yes. So my goal was to get 2 clients to say yes. Unfortunately, now I've got 4 who've said yes.
Fortunately.
I know, but at the same time, I've had 2 other people sign up for other things that I'm doing. So I've had 6 new clients in the last 2 weeks. And fantastic. 2 new meetings this week that I know are both going to say yes. Anyway, so now it's down to delivery. So I've got a really nice, like between the 4, they're actually staggering their start points.
Great.
Really nice for me. But also they're there's a real estate business, there's a financial planning business, there's an IT business, so they're really very different. So that kind of helps me flesh out, because the whole idea was to use them as guinea pigs. They're paying me, but to use them as guinea pigs to kind of flesh out what the actual offer is. And so I've done that. I've built my hypothesis around what I think the offer is and what they're going to get. I've had 4 people who've said yes to that, and now the next 30 days or 90 days is about delivering on that and collecting that material as I deliver, so I can go, oh, okay, yep, that fits in there and that fits in there. So, yes, very real.
Congratulations. That's awesome. And are you feeling okay about the delivery?
Yeah, I'm fine with the delivery. It's more me organizing my time. Right. It is part of it. I've got school holidays for the next 2 weeks coming up. Yeah. So, you know, just working on how to ignore my kids. iPads. Yep.
Send them to friends for 2 weeks.
But, yeah. So, it's a balance is a constant. It's not something that you ever get to. It's a juggle, not a balance. So, yeah, palm the kids off. I'd love to, Sonia. Can I fly them to Sydney for you, darling? I've got no family here locally, so that makes it a bit tricky. But no, I'm under control.
You'll get a sign. Yeah. Thank you so much for the update. Awesome. Let's get Joanne online. Jo, can you hear me?
Hi, Susie.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, thank you. Tell us about your project update.
Yes, so my project was to create my lead magnet and my first free mini course.
Yes.
One of many. The lead magnet is pretty much done. The creation of the course, the timeline needs a bit of revision. Let's just say that. I've just been going a little bit deeper into it because this is the first course. I want to get it. I mean, basically it's my practice course. So yeah. I want to just make it as good as possible and use that as a framework for subsequent courses. So it's a little bit behind, and I really want to, also have quite a lot of the framework for the second course.
Right. Well, because you are building a foundation that you'll be able to, you know, you'll be able to repeat this. Yeah, great. Yeah.
I'm just very mindful of the vines and not leaving people hanging. So,
Joanne, have you had a chance to look at the timeline and to change the timing?
It's a little bit muddy because I'm about to go away for a 3 weeks holiday, or 3.5, best part of, you know, month. So I'm going to continue working and then probably launch it when I get back. So I'm not even going to put the lead magnet out there because
You haven't got the next thing. Yeah,
they want to do the free course, and then some people might get through the free course fairly quickly and the next course won't be ready. So I just want to back up all the content, and I don't want to hopefully people really shouting for the next thing and me going crazy trying to build it.
That's good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and this is going back to what I was saying earlier about the timing, is that sometimes we just need to move things along because the kids are sick, or, oh gosh, there's holidays, or, you know, now I've got people visiting from out of town, and that's all cool. It's just about getting back on track. And Joanne's obviously already thought about this, and I really like that you've moved the whole process later rather than going, oh, you know, I'll just start getting leads, and then you've got these things sort of, you know, floating around without people having that next vine and you feeling totally ready to just push as many people through the lead magnet as possible.
Yeah.
Where are you going for holiday?
Europe. Holiday. Holiday and family.
Lovely. Enjoy.
I will.
All right. Thank you so much for the update. Let us know if there's anything you need further clarity on or any way that we can help.
Okay.
Awesome. All righty. So, My apologies again to Fran and Joanne. I'm glad we got to circle back around. Thank you for your note there, Robin. So here's what's next. Working on our projects. That's what's next. So if you are new, go ahead and watch the video that was in the group this morning. We're also going to send you an email. And I want to get clear, if you haven't articulated what your next 2 to 3 month project is, what it is. So this morning's video is part one. Part two is going to be, okay, here's a sample project plan that you can use to build your own project. So that'll be with you in the next couple of days. And so what I want you to do between now and sort of in the next 30 days is build out that project plan. And I'll be in communication about that. For the alumni, stay on track with your timeline. Move the timeline. Move it around. I know there's quite a few of the alumni who weren't able to be here today. So I'd love to know what the updates are on your project and how you're going with those. And ask questions on any areas that you are stuck. That applies to everyone, really. Because this is that important, that we have a clear idea of where everyone in the group is going. Now, these workshop sessions, often there'll be an area of content. Right now, I don't want to give you any more content. You have loads of content. What I want is to see you getting traction in the areas that you've chosen to prioritize. And then we'll get back to content. In the coming weeks, we're going to start looking at how do you become known in your industry, to your community, with the right people. So more about that in at the next one of these workshops. But between now and then, we are going to be pretty much talking projects, crossing finish line. Yeah, and Kay says, thanks, everyone. It's inspiring to hear everyone's progress. It is really inspiring. And you feeling like, oh, I didn't have as much progress as someone else, or I'm not as clear. That's totally okay. Remember, the alumni have been in project mode for about 5 weeks. And for the rest of you, some of you are clearer than others on what you want to be working on. But that's the opportunity to get clear and let me help you get clear. So what is coming up? One thing I wanted you to know about is this Thursday, we are doing a free online event. It's called the Reach Retreat Livecast. And for any of you who might be at all interested in joining us in Hawaii in October, this is going to be interviews. I love doing livecasts. For some of you, this might be a really good format for you. So I interview these women, and in their own words, they're going to just be talking about why they chose to go, how their business is different as a result, and we have a lot of fun. So that is coming up. You should have an invitation from the team to join us for that. As members, because we have an early bird that ends this Sunday, as members, you save $2,500 off of what the advertised but the full price is. All the details will be in emails or on Facebook pages and things coming from the group, but there is a big substantial discount that ends this Sunday night. If you would like to join us in Hawaii, I would love to have you. This is a very, very special program. Then the next time we are together as a group of idealists, it's going to be a Q&A call. And you, some of those of you who were there last time, you know how that works. You submit questions ahead of time and we power through them. And each of them is like a little hot seat. It's a little deep dive into somebody's question. It's a really great way, not only for you to get your question answered, but also to learn from the other people's questions. You are awesome. Sonia's saying, my goal is to be in Hawaii next year. Unless my mountains take off, I will come earlier. And yes, here's to those mountains taking off. I would love to have you there. Because, you know, Sonia, you're exactly the right kind of person for it, right? You're an established business owner. So the Reach Retreat, just to make that real clear, is for women who have got established businesses. And Linda's on board with that goal too. And Sonia is saying she thinks they will. And Sonia, I agree. I think you're getting really at the pointy end with your offers and what you're offering. And I'm looking forward to seeing your website. But yeah, do not be surprised if those opportunities keep coming through. Thank you all. Have a wonderful rest of the week. I will see you in the group. I love your faces. So good to see you. And I will see you in the group and in a couple of weeks' time, right back here on our next webinar. Bye for now. Thanks for joining me.